I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Ukraine has declared a state of emergency amid rising tensions with Russia. A U.S. ambassador says Russia has created a list of Ukrainians to be killed or put into camps during a potential invasion. This includes journalists, activists, and minority groups. Joel Griffith with the Slavic Gospel Association talks about churches in the Russian-controlled Donbass region.
The separatist leaders in that area began putting some pressure on evangelical churches there. I mean, even stopping them from registering and all that, or actually, to be more accurate, requiring them to re-register, but then, in essence, not allowing them to do so. And then I know that some pastors over there had been on the receiving end of threats.
In case of an invasion, other churches in Ukraine could face similar circumstances. But Griffith says SGA partners in both Russia and Ukraine pray for peace and reconciliation. And you've probably heard us use this phrase a time or two, find your place in the story. It's all about connecting with the stories we share here every day. God may or may not be calling you to leave everything you know and be a missionary in Africa, but he calls every believer to do something, and that's why it's called the Great Commission. Wycliffe USA's Sarah Traverso spends her days helping believers find their place in the Bible translation movement.
There's so many different ways that you can serve with Wycliffe. You can do almost any role, either as a volunteer or vocationally. These volunteer efforts can take place both at home, working remotely, as well as, you know, serving in a location outside the U.S.
The opportunities, as well as the need for people to fill them, are endless. We'll connect you with Wycliffe USA in the full report at our website. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and help you identify ways to find your place in the story of the Great Commission. Would you consider joining us today? Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.